Angie has made it easier than ever to hire high-quality pros to get all your home service jobs done well. Just bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie will connect you with local pros who match your specific needs. Or book a service instantly at an upfront price. So join the millions of homeowners who use Angie to care for their homes and get your next home service job done well. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
I lost it because I couldn't trust her, because she was supposed to come to me when she got that credit card, that check. Yep. Usually everybody gets the
check. You guys like, broke up over this?
Huh? Yeah.
Yes, we did.
This is the plaintiff, Kevin Sparaza. He says the defendant, his former fiancé, owes him money he loaned her to pay off her credit cards. The woman turned out to be nothing but a liar, won't pay him back, and he's here suing her for every penny of the $3,411.93 he's owed. This is the defendant, Monique Heinzer. She says she's still raw and very confused from this experience with the plaintiff because he's out of his mind. He still texts her asking to marry her and also sues her in court. Bottom line, she doesn't owe this guy any money, and she's sure the judge is going to agree. She's accused of failing a fiancé.
All parties, please raise your right hands.
What you are about to witness is real. The participants are not actors. They are actual litigants with a case pending in civil court. Both parties have agreed to drop their claims and have their cases settled here before Judge Marilyn Million in our forum, the People's Court.
Be seated. Come to order, please. Litigants have been sworn, Your Honor.
Thank you, Douglas.
You're welcome, ma'am.
Kevin Sparaza, you are suing your former girlfriend, Monique Heinzer, for $3,411.93 that you say you loaned to her to pay off some credit cards, and she has refused to repay, correct? What's
correct.
Going on?
I met Monique December 7th, 2013. We dated for 6 months, and she moved in with me to my residence when... For the next 6 months, she lived there for free because she was in trouble with her credit cards, which was fine with me.
What was the problem?
She was overextended with her credit cards.
But what was the problem? Like, why was she overextended? Was she a shopper, or she had
legitimate
bills?
This happened before I even met her.
Right.
She was already in the hole.
During the time you lived with her, did you notice that she went shopping too much?
No, not at all. Actually, she was very good. She was paying down her credit card. That was the deal.
How'd you get him so big?
I divorced, my first divorce, and I went from a lot of money.
First divorce is always the hardest.
Yeah, I went from a lot of money, and then, had to support myself, and, my daughter was sick, so I had to pay those bills. I paid off a lot of credit card. I paid off a lot since I met Kevin.
Which you did.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So at the time, then... you're dating, you're living together. Are you planning a life together?
We were engaged. We actually got engaged December 7th, 1 year, to the
ring
day.
Ring and everything?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
And then, we were talking about her debt, and I said that I would help her out. But it had to be after the first of the year, because then we were really going to set up house, meaning split the bills, and I was going to loan her some money for the credit cards.
And was she working?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. She had three credit cards, two of them equaled the amount of $3,411 and change, right, which I have here. I wrote her a check for that amount, and on the check I wrote loan for debt, right? So this way, she knew it was a loan. My gift to Monique was the interest that she was going to save over the period of the loan.
Right.
She was paying almost 40% on those two credit cards.
Ouch.
That I paid off. Yeah. So in any event, she still had a third credit card, right? But I paid off, I took the balance of the two credit cards.
How was she gonna pay you back?
$200 a month. That was the amount that she was paying on the two credit cards previously.
But of course she'd be done paying much sooner with you because you had zero interest and they had 40% interest. So
correct.
You're playing catch
correct.
Up all
that,
the time.
That was my gift.
Right.
To
so
her.
She was gonna be paying you $200 a month. What happened in January? Did she pay you?
No, the deal was we got our taxes done together, right? And she was supposed to give me her tax return back.
To bring
was,
down the $3,000.
Right. So she wasn't too happy about that, giving that check to me. But she did. She wrote me a personal check. And I noticed she was mad at me. So what I did...
Wait, when had you told her that that was going to be the plan?
About 4 days after I realized that. On the 25th, I wrote her the check.
25th of what?
The 25th of February.
Okay.
I wrote her the check. I found out on the 26th that she was going to be getting $900 back.
So after making her the loan, you said to her, by the way, I'm taking that $900.
I didn't say taking. I asked for it, right? Now, the thing
is... And she said, okay, but I'm not happy about this.
Yeah, but it wasn't like the next day because I was still kicking it around.
So she writes you a check and you say...
Right. And I said, you know, she was mad at me. So I said, don't pay me now. Pay me when the check comes in, you know, which could have been 2 or 3 weeks, you know, depending. So 2 or 3 weeks go by. I asked her for the check, right? And I said, did you get it? She says, it's gone. And I said, what do you mean it's gone? You know, she said, I already spent it. Now, I don't know where that money went.
What did she spend it on?
I have no idea.
What did you spend it on?
My other credit card.
Oh, you sent it to the other credit card?
Yeah.
That's my point. And that's when I lost it.
Why did you lose it?
I lost it because I couldn't trust her, because she was supposed to come to me when she got that credit card, that check. Yep. Usually everybody gets the check.
You guys
like,
broke up over this?
Huh?
Yeah.
Yes, we did. And you know something? It was all about trust. It was never about the money. It was never about the money.
And what say you to that last statement he just made, that it was never about the money? Do you think it was about the money?
Yes.
Really?
Absolutely.
Hadn't he just a few days earlier written a check for $3,000 to pay down your credit cards? You don't think that maybe it was about trust?
No. But that's not how it happened.
Okay.
The thing is...
But did you pay the $200 a month, which is... Okay, so I understand
no,
if he you
wouldn't,
were to
he
say...
No, he wouldn't take the $900.
What have you paid? He wouldn't take the $900 check you wrote because you hadn't yet received the $900 from the federal government.
No, yes, I did. And when he asked me for it, I said, honey, I already paid my Capital One. I have all my statements from my bank. I said, I already paid Capital One, which he got very angry. This was 3 days past when he gave me the check. He said, I want your income tax. I said, I thought I was supposed to pay off all my credit cards first, then pay you back. And no. He wanted the money right away, and I couldn't understand. I said, why?
You know that you had had that. Okay. You were right that he... He threw that in after loaning you the money.
And I already, if
I... But what I don't get is how are you right then after you tell him, okay, I'll give you my income tax check. How are you right in spending it without talking to him? I'm just curious.
What do you mean?
I don't know how I can make myself any clearer. You had already said to him, okay, granted, he loans you money. After loaning you money, he changes the terms.
Right.
Says, your income tax check needs to come to me.
Right.
You say, okay, get the income tax check,
cash it, or write
checks against it, deposit it, and send it somewhere else after you've already talked to him and agreed with him that it'll go to him, right?
Nope.
How is that not the facts?
No.
When he said to you, I want the income tax check, did you say, no way, that's going to pay off my other credit card?
No, I said, I already paid my other credit card with it.
Okay, so then you said, no, you're not getting the income tax check.
Yes.
That's what you said?
Yeah, I did. And that's
really?
And that's what he was angry about.
Really?
But I
when
hadn't
in that
paid...
continuum did you write him a check for $900?
2 days later when he was really angry and I realized, you know what, I'm just going to give him the $900. So I gave him the $900 check. And he said, did you pay TD Bank? I said, no. I said, I can't pay TD Bank because I'm giving you $900. March 14th.
Do you think that you have any fault in the breakup at all? Like that he, let me rephrase that. Do you think, because it is rather extreme, I can see somebody getting mad at you. I can't see somebody breaking off an engagement unless they find this to be a profound, really profound thing based on prior conduct too.
Bye.
So do you think he has any point whatsoever?
Yeah.
Why? What is he right about? That you should have what?
Apologized, maybe.
So
which I did, because we should have communicated first. We should have, but I was so excited about paying my debt off. I was so excited about we were planning our honeymoon. I wanted to put more money in our account. I
saw some Facebook posts where you say you proposed to get married in Costa Rica after you two break up. What was that about?
Welcome back to the People's Court. Harvey Levin here. Okay, anybody here engaged? Oh, interesting. So let's say that he asks you to borrow some money.
Yeah.
Would you get it in writing?
Yes.
Ah.
Would. Probably, yeah.
Would you? If she asks you for money?
No, of course not. Probably not.
How long have you been engaged?
Well, I'm in law school, so probably, yeah.
I've been engaged for a couple months now.
Yeah.
Okay. Wise move. Would anybody here actually demand it in writing for a fiance?
No.
Huh?
No.
No? $5,000 they want.
Yeah, I would.
Okay, going inside the courtroom.
I had a place in Costa Rica and I really liked it. We discussed this previous to the argument. And after the big, I call it an incident, you know, about me kicking her out and whatever. We tried to make amends.
By the way, had you had prior incidents before this? Because that is
absolutely not.
So then,
it was the first time in 16 months we had an argument.
Thank God you didn't get married. Have you ever been married before?
Yes, I have. That's why I learned to protect myself.
Well, no, I don't blame you for protecting yourself, but the way you protect yourself is you protect yourself.
Yeah.
You don't allow your fate to be in the hands of someone else. But it was such an extreme reaction on your part. You're free to do whatever you want.
No,
if you don't want to be with somebody, you can't.
I was totally out of character. I'll be the first one to admit. I admitted it to her. I said I was sorry. It wasn't me.
Did you try to get back with her?
Yes, I did.
So did you actually say, let's get married in Costa Rica?
Mm-hmm. We were text messaging back and forth.
And your response was what?
Are you crazy? I have it. I'll show you.
I'm not. I said, I am not ready for that yet. He wanted to start seeing each other. He wanted me to move back in. I said, no. I said, I need to be settled. I have two jobs. One job, I need a fax machine and an address. So I said, I need time. Then we're going back to court. I said, I can't. I have two jobs. I live, you know, I can't.
You're supposed to pay the money back, though, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. How much of that money that was loaned in February of what year? Was that this year?
Just past this February,
year, just past February. All right. So how much of that have you paid back?
I haven't paid anything back.
Okay.
I tried to pay him back. He wouldn't take the money. I have a check for $100 right here. He wouldn't take it on April 2nd.
But what were the terms? The terms weren't $100. The terms were $200 a month.
There wasn't any terms until all three of my credit cards were paid off. Then I was going to pay him $200 a month.
Okay, here's what I'm going to order. Here's the thing about your case that disturbs me. All the other questions I was asking are just kind of nosy. I'm wondering how two people who want to grow old together in rocking chairs on their porch could let something like this get this out of hand.
Yeah.
It's out of hand. And I get you. I mean, I don't want to live with somebody I feel like I can't trust. And it's up to me to decide what I can trust and what I can't. But apparently, even you think it was out of hand because then you wanted her back and you couldn't get her. So there was a cost to overreacting. So she owes you the money.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. It's like you want it to be this arm's length transaction that's enforceable in court at the same time that you want to be the spouse who unilaterally decides that we're going to spend money a different way. When you write her the check, it's clearly a loan. And it's a loan, no question.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how specific or non-specific the payment plan was. I know there's supposed to be a payment plan. I know it can't be what you're saying, which is, well, whenever I get around to paying off my other credit card that I keep using, then I start to pay him. That can't be a payment plan. But I do know this from your own testimony, is that you changed the deal after making her the loan, which is perfectly normal for a boyfriend to discuss with his girlfriend or his fiance. Okay, it's fine that bubbled up, but apparently that wasn't fine for her. So she doesn't do what you asked. You're saying she breached. That's the only way you can come to court and say, I demand the $3,000 now, is she breached. But she didn't breach because you added some term after the contract was made. So that's not a breach, but that doesn't mean you don't pay this off.
No.
You gotta pay this off.
I know.
So I'm ordering you to pay $200 a month until this amount is paid off. He's right, he gets a judgment for the amount, but the terms of it, since I find that you did not breach, are gonna be what I find the terms to be, and that's $200 a month, and you got a little catch up to do. All right,
that's my judgment. What about my ring?
What about your ring?
What about my engagement ring?
What about your engagement ring?
Well, he took it.
Well, first of all, you don't have a counterclaim. Second of all, it's a ring that he gave you in contemplation of marriage. What state are you guys from?
New York.
Okay, there's no fault here. So in other words, if I give you a gift in contemplation of something and the something doesn't happen, I get to take it back.
Okay.
Is that what you're mad about, the ring?
No, no, I'm not mad about the ring, no.
Okay.
No, I'm just upset about the whole situation, and that's all.
Okay. All right, good luck, folks.
Thank you.
Oh, so come on out of here and tell me what you think here.
You know,
get your money.
It's just I get my money, but it was a sad situation. And
how did you guys let it get this far when you were this close to marrying?
It was all about trust. You know, it's like I'm glad that I'm not getting married, because once the trust is broken, I love 98% of this woman. Right, the other 2% killed it.
That's it.
Yes, it is.
Well, 98% wasn't enough. Step forward a little bit. You're feeling on this.
I'm glad it's over.
You could have been married to him.
Yeah, thank God I'm not. So thanks.
All right, Harvey.
Okay, Kurt, the defendant mentioned the ring. Most states now allow the guy to get the ring back if they don't get married. That will do it for this case. Litigants for the next case on the way into the courtroom right now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the plaintiff, William Grajales. He says the defendant, his ex-girlfriend and mother of his daughter, owes him for utility bills, and he wants his money, and he wants it now. That's right, he's not just going to sit by and take it on the chin, because she still owes him $3,373.37, and that's just what he's suing for today. This is the defendant, Jessica Matos. She says the plaintiff went away for a year, and he gave her permission to use his credit for the bills while he was gone. She took the plaintiff to court for child support, and that's the only reason he's now turning around and suing her today for money she simply doesn't owe him. She's accused of taking advantage of a guy when he's down on his luck.
All parties, please raise your right hand.
Welcome back to the People's Court. Next case on the docket, the plaintiff says his baby mama owes him utility bills. But the defendant says he wants revenge because she's going after him for child support. It's the case of she's a real utility player.
Litigants have been sworn, Your Honor.
Thank you, Douglas. William Grajales, you are suing Jessica Matos for $3,373.37 in gas and electric bills, Comcast bill, and according to you, welfare fraud that she committed on you, on your welfare benefits. Talk to me. Tell me what's going on.
Well, when I was incarcerated,
What were you incarcerated for?
I was incarcerated for things that I did in the past. And
yeah, I kind of know that that's why people get incarcerated. I'm asking you what the charge was.
The charge was threatening to commit a crime.
What was the charge? That is a relevant question for a judge to ask.
They said that I attempted to sit there and steal a tip jar from...
To do what?
Steal a tip jar from the restaurant.
Steal a tip jar from a restaurant?
Yes.
And how long did you get in jail for that?
I got a year because I violated probation.
What were you on probation for?
I'm not sure.
You know what he was on probation for?
I'm not sure at all.
How does nobody know something this important? Is
I know, because he has committed quite a few crimes in the
past. What kind of crimes?
He had assault and battery on his niece and drinking and driving. I'm not sure which of the few he was on for.
Is he the father of your child?
Yes, he is.
You don't know what crimes the father of your child has committed?
No, I don't.
Seriously?
Not all of them.
Well, maybe that would behoove you as a mother to find out in case there's... I'm not suggesting there is, but in case there's child sexual battery there.
There hasn't, but I'm not sure exactly what exactly he was on probation for at the time.
Okay, so he gets a year. That part's true?
Yes.
And you two are together when he gets the year?
Yes.
Okay, so what happens that is the subject of this lawsuit while you're in prison?
Well, when I was in prison, she was using my card.
What
and
card?
Go on my food stamp card to go to the stores and everything.
And did you give her permission to use the card?
No.
According to you, did he give you permission?
He did. He signed it over to me. He signed.
How does
his,
a person sign over a card to you?
Property.
The welfare card is something that he.
Yes.
Just a second. I'm talking.
Sorry.
That's something that the government, he applies for. The government looks at it and the government says, yes, we need to give you some help. But I can't decide, ooh, I'm getting this from the government. I no longer need it because the government is now housing me and feeding me at jail. So instead of turning it in, I'll tell you what, I'm going to give it to you and you use it. That's not permissible because the government is supposed to decide who needs it.
Right.
And if you take money from the government, there's only so much money. And that means somebody else who needs it doesn't get it. And if you have a job, then you don't need it. You see, so it's all this whole little circle. So go ahead.
It was 1 month worth of benefits. He signed it. What I mean when I say signed it over, he signed it out of his property in jail. I went to pick up his property. He signed it over.
Yeah, but did he give you permission to use it?
Yes, he did. He gave me his PIN number. I wouldn't be able to use it without his PIN number.
Okay, how is she able to use it without you giving her the PIN number?
She got the PIN number. She knows my Social Security.
How did she get the PIN number?
When we used to go shopping
together. Because, you know, you have a kid in common, so it kind of, why was it only 1 month? Did they catch you after a month?
Yes, he knew, not that they caught me, they knew he got incarcerated.
Yeah, I know. So they said, hey, what's going on? We're feeding you twice? Did they? Did it stop because the government pulled the plug?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. So that's why it was only 1 month. All right. So according to you, he knew. According to you, you did not know.
I did not know.
And then during that month, it was $535 that the government made you pay back?
No, they're trying to make me pay it back.
That's back from 2011. I'm in 2015. What's happened in 4 years?
They didn't send me not until this year.
Let me see what they sent you. All right. Now, the other two things that you are suing for are a Comcast bill from December of 2012. Okay, that's 2.5 years ago.
Yep.
What's that about, and why are you suing for it this late?
I'm suing her because she, like I said, she got all my information, like, down to the max.
Because you're together when you go into jail. And the vision I have is that it matters to you if your woman and your baby can't eat or see.
I already took care
of that. Or have heat. So she's gonna tell me, because I already heard her on the other thing, she's gonna say, what are you talking about, Judge? He was paying the bills. He was supposed to pay the bills, and that we just continued like that. By the way, the Comcast bill from 2012, whose name was it under?
His.
And had he been paying it?
Yes, when we were staying
And you
together.
Expected that he would continue to pay it how, if he's in jail?
No, eventually I took it out of his... No, this was after, Your Honor.
Oh, what do you mean?
He went to jail in 2011. He did a year, came home in 2012. We moved in together into another apartment.
Oh, I didn't realize you guys got together after jail.
We were together before and after. Then he came, he moved in with me in 2012. We moved into an apartment together. He put the
cable... Was his name on the lease?
She got lies.
I don't think so.
Okay.
But we did move in together. Right. My mom is here to testify if you need her to.
Okay.
He put the gas.
How old's a child?
My daughter's going to be 8 in July.
Okay, go on.
He put the cable, gas, and electric in his name. It was his responsibility to pay that, and I took care of the rent.
Come on, you can't talk over her. Come on up. You are her mother?
Yes.
Okay. Were they living together in 2012?
Yes, they were.
How long did they live together?
To be honest, not long, a few
months. How long is not long?
A few months, if I remember correctly.
Did anybody pay those bills?
They were paid when we were living together. When he moved out, they did not get paid.
The ones he's suing for, the December bills, were those paid?
Probably not. It was so long ago, I really...
When he moved out, were there bills in his name still?
Yes.
Okay, and clearly, at least... When did you move out? Do you remember?
I wasn't even with her in 2012.
Was there ever a point in time when you were paying bills in 2012?
No.
For her?
I wasn't paying the bills because I wasn't getting bills.
Okay. So so your theory is that she put them in your name, and then my question is, why did you wait 3 years to sue?
So he waited 3 years. Are his motives suspect?
Yes. I think there's other reasons going on why he's waited this long, other emotions.
Is it relevant? He's legally allowed to do it. Is it relevant?
Yeah. No.
Why?
I don't know.
Yes
no.
No. You're going to stick with that?
Yes.
Okay. Now you said yes. Going inside the card room.
Why did I wait 2 years? Because I didn't have the money to get it.
To get what?
I've been working.
I'm sorry. To get what?
To get her into court.
Why? All you have to do if you make no money is sign something that says I make no money. You don't even have to pay the court charger. So that's not true. You have a theory on why he waited 3 years, and what's your theory?
I do know, because we just went to a child support court a month ago. He got ordered to pay $160 a week in child support, and he's mad. That's why. I'm positive.
Had you been to court before? I mean, had there been an order before last week?
Never for him to pay child support. We had went to court when Jayliana, my daughter.
Can you stop doing that? Go
ahead. My daughter was almost 1 year old when we went to court for the first time. He was cheating on me with the lady sitting over there. I didn't want to be vindictive at the time, so I said, I don't want child support, we'll make a verbal agreement.
Okay, that's not your right to give up, it's your baby's right.
Well, I did at the time, Your Honor. We said we would make a verbal agreement.
And what was the verbal agreement?
That he would give me $50 a week. Of course, he never did. No, he didn't.
Okay, so then your child gave up having a cushion because you didn't go to court until
now. She was the cushion.
Okay, well, why? You know, it's your child's right. You don't give it up so easily. It's your child's right to be supported.
I was young and dumb, exactly.
Okay, so now you did go to court. A judge finally orders it, and that happened 30 days ago. Is that part true?
They ordered me $160 to pay child support every week.
How long ago?
A couple of weeks ago.
Okay, well then why shouldn't I believe her when she says the judge, the only reason he's suing is that he is angry about the child support order. It's not because he really believes that I owed him this money, because if it were that he really believed that I stole money, he would have taken me to court 3 years ago and not waited until 3 days after he is ordered to pay child support.
No, that's got nothing to do with it. I didn't do that three days ago.
Oh, I think it does.
3 days before
I think it has exactly everything to do with it.
When
and
I was
my verdict
incarcerated
in this case is for the defendant.
Thank you.
Okay, this is the plaintiff. Come on and step out here and your comments about the outcome of the case here.
They didn't even really let me talk. She does this every time. She sits there and just rambles on, tries to manipulate people's minds and everything like that. And that's what she does. That's her job.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, you're still father and mother to a child, and you got to be in it together to get the job done the right way. How can you get that done with her?
There ain't no way to get it done with her, because there ain't no talking to her or anything like that. She does what she wants to do, and that's it.
You know, the child's best interest is what's most important, right?
Exactly.
All right. Okay, right around the corner this way. And all right, let's see what your comments are on this outcome here.
I'm satisfied with the judge's decision. I feel like she's seen through his lies. He did put the bills in his name, and I'm happy.
How are you two going to parent together?
He'll get over it. He knows he's lying. He'll get over it.
He'll get over it.
He will get over it. I'm happy it's over and we can move on.
All right. Harvey.
Okay, Kurt, you should know that giving welfare benefits just like food stamps to anybody other than the person who is entitled to it is a crime. And that will do it for this case. Litigants for the next case on the way into the courtroom right now.
This is the plaintiff, Myrna Acosta. She says her new car was towed by the defendant, and they scratched the front and back bumpers. Her dealer told the tow company they used the wrong type of truck when they towed it. The defendant refuses to admit he made a mistake. That's why she's taking him to court for the $1,625 it's going to cost her in repairs. This is the defendant, Walter Maldonado. He says he's been in business for 27 years, always takes pictures of the vehicles he tows before he tows them, and has clear proof he did not cause these damages despite what the plaintiff claims. This woman's just trying to get him to pay for damages she already had. He won't be taken advantage of by the likes of the plaintiff, and thinks the judge will side with him. He's accused of not towing the line.
All parties, please raise your right hand. Welcome back to the People's Court. Next case in the docket, the plaintiff says the defendant towed her car and messed it up good. But the defendant says he didn't do it. It's the case of I'm the victim of a messy tow.
Thank you, Douglas. Myrna Acosta, you are suing the defendant, Walter Maldonado's tow company. You've asked us not to mention the name of the company, mm-hmm. and we'll respect that, for $1,625. $120 of it, you want your cost of the tow reimbursed to you, $1,000 and a few dollars, the cost of repairs for damages you say that they did, and $500 for pain and suffering. Okay, what happened?
I purchased the vehicle on 3/28/15. It was on a Saturday, and I took my vehicle to my car, to my apartment complex. And in the apartment complex, you need a sticker, and I wasn't able to get it. They were closed on the weekends. So I parked my car, and on Sunday morning, my vehicle was Sunday night. Turning to Monday morning, my vehicle was towed. I called 911 thinking that the vehicle was stolen. They informed me that the tow company had towed my vehicle.
Okay, so do you have proof of the date of purchase of the car?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And the tow was in fact on?
The 30th at?
The 30th, you noticed it?
Yes.
So the tow happened when?
On the 30th.
On the 30th, wee hours?
At about 4:55 in the morning.
In the morning.
Yes.
So on 3:30, you tow the car. Why?
She was in the apartment complex that she lives. It's a residential decal. What that means is that the people who live there have to have a residential decal on their windshield when they park.
All right, so it gets towed, and you realize it's towed once you call the police, and then what happens? Because there's a system where the tow truck drivers, when they tow a car, have to report it to the police, because those are the first people are going to call, thinking the car's stolen. And then what happens?
I called the towing number that they gave me. I went ahead and called them, and I informed them. I said, that's my vehicle. You know, I need my vehicle and all that. And he says, we towed the vehicle because it was illegally parked. And I was like, I live there. And then they said,
sticker. You have to have the sticker.
Yeah. Right,
and then you, to give her a break on the tow, because she did live there, right. Then instead of charging her $180, charge her $120, correct?
That's correct.
All right, you pick up the car, and there's a problem. And when do you notice the problem?
In the parking lot.
Of?
Of the towing company.
All right, and what do you say or do?
I go back to the office. There was another man working. It wasn't him. I didn't catch the guy's name. And I told him there's damage to the vehicle. And he says, oh, we got pictures. And I'm like, but the damage wasn't there.
Okay, what damage was there to the vehicle?
The back bumper had a scratched. And then in the front, there was also a scrape on the front bumper.
Okay, I need to see pictures.
That's the bumper.
Who towed the car?
One of my drivers, ma'am.
But he's not here to testify?
No, ma'am.
Was the car itself wasn't new, right?
It was 2014.
But it wasn't new. Somebody had had owned it.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Take a look. Why are you suing for the cost of the tow?
Because the car was damaged.
Right. That's why you would sue for the damage.
Okay.
But why, like, they didn't do anything wrong towing you. You were illegally parked.
Yes.
And in fact, they gave you a break on it. What did you have to say about this?
The one on the bumper is the one I know about. The other ones on the scratches there, I don't remember seeing those. But that's why I told her we have the pictures to show her.
Okay.
The pictures.
Let me see. Did you ever show her the pictures?
Yes, ma'am.
You did?
Yeah,
all right, let me see the pictures.
When she came in and the man was at the shop, she showed it to him.
And these are pictures that are taken when?
Before the vehicle was picked up.
So will I be able to see the area where she parked?
Yes, there's one picture that
it's in sight before you pick it up in the tow truck.
We have to take a picture of where the vehicle is parked, showing the building. But
okay,
we have to take a picture to show the
building.
Steps.
What's your response to the pictures they took that show the scratches on there, Renny?
I have pictures before that, at that day before them, before they
that's Sunday.
That Sunday, prior to them towing, I have pictures with date and actually time. I have pictures of the vehicle with no damage. And then I
Okay, let me see that, because I want to see if you can actually see the damage. Because, you know, you got to get pretty close, just like you did when you took this picture, in order to see the damage. I don't know if you can see it from... And this is a great idea to take pictures, but then the picture should show what you're trying to do with your idea, right?
Correct.
They should show the car parked on the property. Instead, your guy took a picture of the front of the building and then a picture of the scratches.
Correct.
And what is your position on when they took the picture? According to her, you took it after you damaged it, mm-hmm. You see? So this doesn't help you the way you intend for it to help you. You need to train your drivers. You want a picture, then take a step closer, take another picture, and take a step closer so that you can see the wide shot and have a darn flash on your telephone. Sweetheart, come here.
Okay, do tow truck companies generally damage the cars they tow? What do you think?
Generally not. They're most likely professionals. I imagine they're generally not damaging the trucks or cars when they're...
You're a very reasonable guy. What does a lawyer think?
I think a scratch here and there would be expected, I think.
Is a scratch here and there tolerated when somebody, if they do it, is that just goes along with the ride?
Yeah, I think so.
So you can't sue for a scratch here and there?
I don't think so, no.
Interesting. Okay. Going inside the courtroom.
Your own picture, show it. Not a good one. You want to use this?
I have it on the phone and I...
I'm telling you, look right there. The scratch that you're talking about is right there over that tailpipe. That is what you just showed me.
I'm going to explain it to you. You see the sneaker? You see my sneaker, the shadow of it, white. I had to look at it also myself because that's a very big scratch for me to miss. See how it is? It's really on top and it's really big. And that's the shadow to my white sneaker. I opened it up
no,
as well.
I don't know that it is.
I could show you another.
What's on? I mean, there's something other than the scratch there?
No, I'll show you the scratch in there as well. So you go open it up so you can look at it.
I don't want to see the scratch. I want to see the absence of scratch in another picture.
Okay, I'll show it to you.
Do you have the absence of scratch in another picture? A better picture, because I'm seeing...
The shadow.
I know. I'm seeing what looks like the scratch, and you're telling me, that's just shadow. Who are you going to believe, me or your lying eyes? Now I need you to show me a picture that shows absence of scratch better than this one does. Okay. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
I have a dealer picture.
How would they do this damage to such specific little parts of your car by towing it?
I think when they pulled it, they used the wrong truck, and that...
I don't know what you're saying. You're just making these global...
You see that one right there? The scratch?
Yeah.
See how it's pulling?
Where's the scratch? Show me
right
where
here.
Show me on the picture where I'm supposed to be looking.
Right here.
Exactly where.
Right.
Exactly.
Here.
Touch it.
Right
I'm
there.
Supposed to be looking there.
Yes, look at it right here.
Okay, because I was looking here, and that's, I guess, reflection.
No.
So it's right underneath there, like the kind of scratches I have in my car from getting just a little too close to those parking.
Yeah, but this one is pulled out. If you look at it on the phone, the paint is like scraped out, like they scraped the sidewalk.
Oh, that's an excellent picture.
Like they scraped the sidewalk.
Well, either that or you scraped one of those things.
Yes, ma'am, it could have been.
Great. Because how did you tow this? Well, we don't know. You don't know because you weren't there. But how was this tow done? How did someone tell you the tow was done?
It's a front-wheel drive car. When it's in front of the buildings like that, we have to put go-jacks in the front wheel. Go-jacks go around the wheel. They pick the front wheels up. You push the car back to get it into position so the wheel lift can come underneath and pick it up. So basically what's picked up are the two front wheels. And then you push the car back because it's front wheel drive. That means the back wheels will spin. And you push it back and then you move it over to the side where you can bring the wheel
lift
up.
So the go-jacks are just like two jacks that
Correct.
You put on either side.
Yes, ma'am.
So how would, this is a car going over the thing and then coming back. I know this because I do this with alarming regularity. So, I have a low car. That's what that is. I mean, how would he have done this over the tailpipe?
Yeah, I think that was with the back, with the flat, as they were pulling it up. They
how?
Scratched it.
How?
I've never towed a car. I don't
do
know.
You, right. And, but how is it that the back is handled?
The back doesn't get touched when it's a front wheel drive. And you push it out, you're picking the car up through the front.
Go ahead and go back. Here, let me give you your phone. So here's what we have. We have you parking illegally in the sense that, and I understand why, but then you shouldn't park illegally. Get the permit for it before, you knew, it wasn't a surprise you were gonna buy a car. Imagine you knew you were gonna buy a car, so get it while the office is open, or just don't park illegally. Yeah, there's always a reason why somebody parks illegally. They're in a rush, whatever it is. All right, that's over. Pain and suffering is for injury kind of cases, not for damage
stressed,
to a car.
Yeah.
I know, we're all stressed. Every time everybody comes, I get stressed just listening to you guys. All right, so really what we're talking about is the repair. And your it breaks my heart to see you so happy in these pictures. You just bought your car, you pick it up, and you're so happy and everything else, and that's awesome. But here's where my problem lies. The only picture you have above the tailpipe has a white mark exactly like the damage. And you're telling me, well, no, that damage wasn't there. That's just a reflection of my sneaker. And then when I ask you, well, show me one where I don't see that, you can't. All right. On the car itself, in the front, you show me a picture that you took before they towed you, and there actually appears to be something white there too. But this is the picture on your phone, and here is a much better, closer picture taken from way down, where you can see that somebody hit one of those parking things. Because it's exactly that action of going back and forth that causes those little ripples there. There's nothing in the tow process that would have caused that. Alarmingly, there's actually a white mark there too. Did you see that?
No, ma'am.
I gotta tell you, as much as what happened here breaks my heart for you, I can't really say, hey, it's all your fault, unless I have proof that it's all their fault. And based on, you know, the guy takes a picture of the front of the building, takes a picture of where he sees scratches, and it's, you know, between that, the fact that your pictures kind of show damage, and the way the tow happens, I am not going to order them to pay for the tow. My verdict in this case is for the defendant. Good luck.
Thank you, ma'am.
Let's see what the plaintiff has to say coming out of the courtroom here on the losing end of Judge Millian's decision. What's your feeling on the outcome?
It is what it is. It's nothing I could do.
What is what it is?
The damage wasn't there. He says the damage was there. There's nothing I could do about it. The judge made her ruling.
I heard that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. So you almost have your technique down, but you have to make a few minor adjustments.
Yeah, I do. She was right about moving the pictures back and walking toward them. But I'm glad she saw that we didn't do the damages.
How often do you have to protect yourself in court against such claims?
Not much. Few times in the last 30 years. The pictures don't lie. So we've been doing the pictures for the last 25 years, and that helps us a lot.
All right, you're gonna take that first picture that shows the car in place, in position before the tow begins, right?
Correct.
The long view.
Correct, because we have to show where the car is before we pick it up.
Okay,
Harvey. Okay, as you can see from what happened to the plaintiff, the photos killed her. You need to scrutinize the photos that you present to the judge to make sure they show what you want them to.